Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today, we have an amazing guest and someone that I have known for quite some time. I love her and I know you will too, because I'm talking about the amazing Jennifer Tamborski. She's a seasoned digital marketing strategist and she specializes in empowering business owners with innovative marketing and tailored digital strategies. She's a genius with over a decade of agency experience, and she truly does understand the challenges that entrepreneurs face, especially those who are striving to reach the 250K mark and beyond. If you're curious and willing to adapt, Jen is a great teacher, and she is helping entrepreneurs every day move the rocks of finding clients. So without further ado, let's jump right into the session with my friend, Jennifer Tamborski. Okay, Rock Movers, you heard her introduction. My friend, Jen, thank you so much for being on the Rock Movers with us.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So we are connected, have been connected in similar circles and had a chance to get to hang out at a retreat a year or so ago. Can't believe that's already been over a year. But there is so much about you that I want people to know, because you are very much like me, a very functioning introvert, extroverted introvert. So you can show up and function. You can, you know, get out there and do all the things. Yet you don't toot your own horn. So today we're going to toot your horn and we're going to show everybody how amazing you are by sharing the intentionality that you have and what you do with your business, because I think that's where you shine the greatest in the world, is when you're helping others, because you are such a go-giver. If you've read that book, which I'm guessing you probably have.
Yeah.
That's definitely who I see you as. You are definitely a go-giver. And so tell us, tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you got started in this digital world of marketing.
Yeah, so.
And kind of what the rock was that led you to this, because I want to stay with our theme of rocks.
Absolutely. So obviously, like every entrepreneur, I think I've had this roller coaster ride of entrepreneurship. Mm. I actually started my own business 20 years ago. I was working as a virtual assistant. And long story short, because 20 years is a long story, I ended up working for a lot of marketers and learned digital marketing, as old as this makes me sound, as it was actually coming up. I know there are some people out there that think this has been around forever. It really hasn't. So I learned the ins and outs of all of this from the ground up. And then at one point, about a decade ago, I decided to take it out on my own and go open my own digital marketing agency. And I ran that for a solid decade. It was multi-six figures. It was very successful. And I think this happened to a lot of people during COVID. At least in this space, digital marketing became essential to everybody. People needed work constantly. And I ended up burning myself out. Like, there was so much going on and I was working 50, 60 hours a week. And I will say that's my rock, right? Like, that's where things started to shift for me. I took a step back after a lot of hardship and, you know, crying and all of those things. I took a step back and started asking myself and working through, what was it that I liked about my business? Because at the time, it didn't seem like there was very much.
And can I just stop you right there?
Yeah.
Because this is something I really hadn't thought about for season 6. But this may be a thing because I've heard this over and over again, and it has been my experience. So we may change. You may be changing season 6 for us. But this whole evolution of hitting a rock and that rock kind of becoming a mountain that just causes you to stop, reflect.
Yeah.
For me, burn everything down.
That is exactly what I did.
Really, really like in the middle of the fire that you're burning down, refine yourself and really say, what are the pieces I want to keep?
Yep. That is exactly what I did.
And start over in a completely fresh new way. So how did that feel in the middle of it? Because I know how I felt, and I can't be alone in this.
It felt terrifying.
Please tell me I'm not the only one that felt crazy in the middle of it.
No, at all. It was exhausting, and it was overwhelming,
yes.
And it was terrifying.
Yes.
And I cried a lot, and I thankfully I had coaches on my side that I could like talk to.
Yes.
But yeah, I literally spent almost from probably 2021 to 2022 mid-year almost every day saying I'm going to burn it down about my agency. Like daily, I'm going to burn it down. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. And, you know, then I'd step back and go, but then what do I do? And that's a terrifying also conversation to have with yourself.
Yes. The then what is just like, I don't know about for you, but it's not even about the identity for me anymore because I've recreated that and burnt that down too. Like I was a financial advisor and in financial services for 30 years and I let that go and shed that. So it's not even about identity. It's just about this greater purpose. And you get really bought into the, okay, this is it. This is what I'm doing. This is my purpose. And it's like, oh, maybe it's not. So then what? Do I trust myself to even identify the next purpose?
Yeah. And while my purpose, I don't think my purpose changed as much. So the agency was very done for you. We did all of the things for people. And, it also limited who I could work with because they had to be able to afford the agency.
So the delivery of the purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, it changed the delivery of the purpose. My purpose for me is still to help people grow their business, increase their revenue, and scale their impact. That is the purpose of my business and has been for a long time. But how I deliver that is a lot different. So when I got to step back and look at what parts do I like? What do I really like? What did I like about the agency? And generally, it was working one-on-one with the clients, right? It was talking about their strategy. It was helping them understand things. It was helping them to see different avenues of like how we could pivot things. That's what I really enjoyed. And so when I stepped back and, okay, what do I do now? It did come back to intentionality, right? Because I then intentionally created a business that revolved around my life instead of my life revolving around my business. So something that was sustainable for me and scalable for me and would pay me well while also satisfying that need and want and desire to help other people do the same thing.
Yeah. So did it get dark and hard before it got easy?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think sometimes we get in the dark and the hard and it's like, I just want to quit. I just want to give up. But sometimes that's that 3 foot from gold moment.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us about that. What was that process like for you?
So I also happen to be an NLP master coach. And there's this process in NLP where it's called value levels. And it's where you're kind of growing and evolving from one space to another. And there's this like valley that a lot of people end up in. You have to go through the valley to get out to the other side of the growth.
I spent
almost a good solid year in that valley trying to climb back up to what I knew before I was ready and able to go, okay, I can't get back. You can never go backwards. So what does forward look like for me? That was a hard road to go down. I'm very thankful for having the support system that I had, because I think I'd probably still be stuck in the valley if I hadn't, had that support system. It does become, I won't say struggle, because I think struggle is such a negative connotation and it doesn't have to be. And sometimes getting to the other side of something is scary. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is about going through a dark part of your life, a struggle, in order to get to that other side. But it all comes down to the learnings that you get in that space, right? Mm-hmm. What did you learn? And when I really recognized what I learned, it made the next step so much easier.
Yeah. I went through this evolution where I was trying to find a logo. And one of the things that kept resonating with me was this transformation of the caterpillar to the butterfly, right? That metamorphosis.
Yeah.
And scientifically, when you look at what a caterpillar has to go through to biologically transform into a butterfly, you know, we just see the butterfly and it's beautiful, and we don't think about what that caterpillar had to go through to grow those wings.
Yeah.
And when they come out of the cocoon, there's blood, there's mess, it was painful. Obviously, the cocoon is dark and damp and nasty, and it's just, that's not a beautiful fairy dust moment where it's just like, you know, Ella spinning and becoming this beautiful queen. referring to Frozen for those that don't have children. But it is this really biological struggle of growing the wings and breaking through, and then breaking through the cocoon to then have the strength. Because if they didn't go through that process, they wouldn't be able to fly, right?
Exactly.
If you break them open, the butterfly never can fly because you've now taken the process away. So as painful as that is, that's also the beauty of our evolution and journey. Of going through the pain, going through the dark, going through the reflections to then definitively identify the things that we claim. Because we can claim them because we fought for them.
Yeah.
And that has become an evolutionary cycle for me. I go through that. And then a few years later, I tend to go through another phase. And each time, I'm kind of growing another set of wings and getting a little, I don't want to say bigger as in an ego bigger, but I am stretching myself greater and greater and greater out of my comfort zone. So my cocoon keeps getting maybe a little bigger each time, and challenging myself to step into, you know, larger challenges.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate what you said, but I think there's also beauty in that struggle. There's grace in that struggle, and that's where we become stronger.
Yeah.
Was that your experience too?
I totally agree with that. And I also think we also get to give ourselves grace in mourning the person we were, because I think that's something that people often, like I said, when I said, what do I do now? I had, whether it's your personality or your business or, you know, your identity, it does change. And looking back and saying, that was a beautiful spot I was in and I'm ready for something next. Mm-hmm. And being able to say, I'm kind of sad about letting go of that and mourning that a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't stay there.
There's a grieving that comes with that, right?
Definitely. There is partially a grieving process that goes with it. And as long as you can go through that grieving process and get beyond it, because the last thing we want to do is stay grieving forever, no matter what's going on in our lives. That can actually give ourselves the grace that, yes, looking back, there's a little bit of grief and it's okay. And if you look forward, there's so much opportunity and excitement, and that's what we really want to move towards.
Absolutely. And it doesn't always come. It doesn't always look the way that we think it's going to. And I think that's the other thing that we grieve, is we have this vision or this dream and we think it has to look like XYZ. And sometimes it looks like, you know, FGZ. Like it's totally mixed up. It totally doesn't look like anything. And so sometimes we miss that because we have such a definitive idea. Like we've got it all figured out and we tell God our plan. Okay, this is what you've given me, this dream. Now this is what it's going to look like. And
sometimes it
doesn't always go that way.
It's not. And it's okay to pivot. Like, I think that's the other thing that we get to realize is, yes, we get to make dreams and goals and aspirations, and we can get to a point and go, you know what? It doesn't fit anymore. Like that, you know, my goal for the agency was to build a $1 million agency. I never quite got there. It was multi six figures, but I did not get to seven figures. I mean, I guess if you add up all of it, but like in 1 year. And when I step back and look at it, first, I got to grieve the fact that that goal didn't happen. And then I went, but is that really the goal I want? Like, is seven figures a year really the goal I want? I'm still deciding on that right now. Like, I'm still I'm open. I'm never going to say no to something like that. And I'm also kind of figuring out what this next phase, while I have very clear goals for my business, and who I want to help and how I want to help them, I'm also being very open and flexible to what the universe is going to offer me next. And I think that's also kind of a beautiful place to be.
Absolutely. So if you could wave your little wand and identify your net rock that you've overcome and you're in this ideal life, what would that look like for you? Because you've done some amazing things. You've had tremendous success. You've helped a lot of people achieve their dreams. So what would be next for you in this journey?
So my business, I think, is evolving. And so I'm not going to put like a box around it. I'm going to allow it to evolve in the direction it goes in. I think what it looks like is me being able to continue to work with people that I enjoy working with, being able to be selective about your clients. Also being able to live a life, because that was something when I was running the agency, I didn't have a whole lot of, right? Being able to travel or play.
We both giggle because it's like this whole, you know, thing that you're going to become an entrepreneur and you're going to have all this time, and then you become an entrepreneur and the thing that you don't have is time.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're working on your business constantly or in your business constantly. So,
and it doesn't have to be like that. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to help business owners understand is that, yes, there are times when you're working really hard in your business, and there should also be times when you're not, when you have more of a flow to your business. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. And if your business feels like a struggle every day, I want to step back and look at it a second.
Yeah, that's a sign for definitely a red flag reflection for me that I've learned is, and why I've learned that it's okay to stop and reflect. And I say burn it down. That's a really dramatic phrase, but allow pivots, allow shifts, allow redirections.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty when you have a small entrepreneurial business where it's just you or it's you and a small team, you can move really quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we build these, you know, titanic businesses, right? It'd be much harder for maybe not Elon Musk because he goes in and cuts things, but, you know, it would be much harder.
I mean,
for a Jeff Bezos to change Amazon.
Exactly. I mean, I had an agency. I had employees. I had people who worked for me. It took me a long time to burn it down because of that. So you, if you are a smaller entrepreneur, you do have more flexibility to pivot and to change your business. And I will also say that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos can go in and think of a completely new business in probably 5 minutes. So they can just leave Amazon running and walk away and go do something else instead. Which is also...
I mean, obviously, Elon has not been probably checking into his office, and, you know, his businesses are still running very efficiently. So that is, you know, an example of how you can scale and become, have to get your time back, to have that flexibility where your business is self-sufficient. And I think for an entrepreneur, the ones I've talked to, that's really the ultimate goal.
Yep.
To have a business that you can make an impact, that doesn't require you to be in the daily grind of it to continue making that impact, that you get to choose the areas that your hands are in and that you're still impacting. I know that that's a huge goal for many people that I talk to and a dream. So thank you for sharing your dream. And I would love to know, going through this, recreating yourself. I'm not sure what I'm going to call this whole new season, because you've totally just like connected a few dots for me of my last few podcasts. You know, how do you now redefine what Jen's going to look like in 2025? What is that going to be for you? And have you, I love choosing a word that is kind of my focus for the year. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I do set intentions, and I do like to have a driving force, underlying word that's kind of my focus for the year. In 2024, my word was proximity. It was about getting into the spaces and being present and being around the women that really, I called it triggered, but evolve that into activated. So these women that activated me to step into a bigger space of me and challenge me to challenge myself and to show up more and to, you know, be in places that were uncomfortable. And so this year I haven't, as we're recording this, it's November of 2024. I don't have a defined word for 2025 yet. So have you picked out a word?
I have not.
Do you know what you're going to do?
I do. I like to plan. I'm a big, big, big planner. And so I plan out a lot of my year. And I was actually just talking this morning to my mastermind about the fact that I haven't done that yet, because I'm kind of, again, in flux of like, where are we taking this? Where are we pivoting? Right. Still doing very similar work, still in the marketing space. The question is who I'm going to focus on this year, on who I'm going to really create that. That being said, I love the word intentional, because I know we started this with the theme being intentionality. And I think creating a business and a life intentionally the way I want it to be is my next step, right? It's being very focused about what I want and what I don't want, and being very clear about that, and being able to grow from that.
Yeah, I love the word intentional. I feel like that is a part of every year, although it's not my specific word. It was a couple years ago, and I think it's just sat with me because when I do things intentionally, there's a heart behind it. There's a why behind it. You know, all the things that we've talked about, but also there's momentum that's pushing it forward because I have somewhere I'm going, right? There's an objective. I'm not just randomly showing up and, you know, hey, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't.
Right.
But, you know, I know that there's a focus. And as long as that focus gets achieved, it's a win. Mm-hmm. And for me, that focus is very seldom revenue driven. I'm not really motivated by money. I am really motivated by relationships and impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that I can, you know, have this impact on the world and make a difference with the things that I love doing. The fact that those can go hand in hand, it's a yes and, makes me so happy. And coming from a financial background, 30 years in finance, that was really apparent why that didn't work for me, why I wasn't happy, because I was constantly chasing a portfolio and, you know, looking for KPIs that just didn't really resonate with me. It didn't matter to me. So that's why it's so important to know what you value and what's really the motivator and be able to be intentional. So I love that that's a word that resonates with you. So for someone that's listening to this and they're like, wow, a marketer with an NLP background, and y'all, that's just like the maybe really shallow level of diving into her talents. She's a tremendous coach. She's exceptional at leading. She is very creative in, you know, identifying the things that are great about you that you don't even recognize or see. She can see through your gaps. And so Jen is a great, I don't know if it would be COO, CFO,
CMO.
Like you're all the COs. Yeah. you're all the O's. I think I don't want to limit you to CM. I don't know, maybe not CF, but you probably don't want to talk about somebody's finances.
No,
but,
finances aren't my
but
thing.
But you're really good at seeing through all of that because you have ran your own business.
Yeah.
You can see all of those things and really speak those into life for people. So we'll definitely put ways that people can connect with you. And I really want people to get to know you. And one way that they can get to know you is you have an offer on your website. And you have a podcast that they can hear your voice. They can get to listen and learn from you. So they can, you know, then follow up and tap into you. So tell me a little bit or tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
So my podcast is Marketing Matchmaker. You can find me on every podcast outlet. We spend a lot of time really diving into all of the aspects of marketing. I do a lot of interviews. You're on one of my upcoming podcasts. And it can be a really great way to, if you're not quite ready to hire someone yet, or you're not sure what to do first or next about that, it becomes a really great way for you to learn more about marketing. As far as a great way for you to learn a little bit more about what I do, I do have a gift for everyone. It's virtualmarketingexpert.com/3steps. It's a blueprint to 3 steps to attracting premium clients. I like to try and make things simple. I don't think marketing has to be complicated and hard. I don't think anyone has to struggle when it comes to that. So if we can make things more relatable and understandable, everyone's able to access them a little better.
Is it the number 3 steps?
Yes, it is the number 3 and the word steps.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. So we've got, yeah. So if you can see the pop-up on the screen, virtualmarketingexpert.com Jenna.com/3step. So I'll also put that in the notes. Jen is such a giver. She's definitely a go-giver from the ground up. She leads with such a heart of serving. And it's just been an honor to be in your world, to see you lead, to see you serve, and to watch you evolve your business into a way that you have a little more balance. And then also to be a part of your podcast. That was a lot of fun too. I look forward to that episode coming out. And any final words for those that are listening to this that you feel like was either a great, you know, golden nugget that someone gave you about how to move those challenges out of the way so that you can have your best life, or something that you feel like you just give your clients every day that would be really valuable for those listening?
I think the biggest thing is to really understand what it is you want. Like, we as human beings often know what we don't want. And the more we say what we don't want, the more we're going to get what we don't want. So if you can sit back and focus on what it is you want, understand what you want. And I've got a really easy little process for you. When someone says, well, I don't want whatever, my question is, okay, if you don't want that, what do you want instead? Right? So if I don't want to be fat, okay, well, if you don't want to be fat, what do you want instead? I want to be healthy. I want to be thin. I want to be whatever that thing is that you don't want. Reverse it so that you understand what you actually want. Because when you focus on what you want, your brain will help you get there.
It seems like such an assumed thing, but our subconscious doesn't have the ability to make assumptions. It only knows what we tell it.
Yeah.
So,
and it also doesn't understand negatives.
That.
So if you say, I don't want something, all it really hears is I want whatever it is you don't want. So the more you focus on that, the more likely it is it's going to show up.
Yeah. So true. Such a simple task. Everybody can take this and benefit from it. So if you catch yourself saying something, you know, are focusing on, right? Your focus is on the things that aren't going well. All of the things around us, we can all find negative things around us. All of us. It doesn't matter what your life looks like. If you want to look for something not going well, not going the way you want, or not really supporting you, it's there. You can also focus on the things that are good, or focus on the things that you do want and the things that you do want to be there. So both exist. There is a duality in life. So Jen gave you a great suggestion. What do I want instead? And so if things are not going the way you want, make that quick little reframe, quick little shift, and move that rock out of the way. What a great, great resource. So Jen, again, thank you so much for being on our show today. We'll make sure everybody can get connected with you. And I just can't wait to see what 2025 holds for you. It's going to be exciting to watch. And thank you for being here as a rock mover, for listening to this show. And as I always say, there are going to be rocks in life. We know that we're going to face them. Things are going to come. Things are going to happen. But we just want you to know, whatever comes your way, just know you don't have to face it alone. There are always people like Jennifer Tamborski and myself to help you move those rocks out of the way. Until then, keep being a great rock mover, and we will see you on the next episode. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.